This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 371 for Monday, April 29th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Monday morning, with chart-based positioning a feature. Canola up $1 to $9, the July contract up $2.90 at $637.30 per ton. That July contract is back trading above its 20 and 100-day moving averages after dipping below those technical indicators late last week. Strength in Chicago soybeans provided some spillover support, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil also higher in overnight trade. Soy oil had been steady overnight but turning lower, and that did put some pressure on canola, with prices off their overnight highs. The Canadian dollar, it's holding relatively steady, providing little direction. In the U.S., soybeans are posting small gains while corn is down and wheat mixed. Widespread rains over the weekend brought much-needed moisture to large parts of the U.S. growing region, although the precipitation will likely cause seeding delays as well. Optimism over ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas did weigh on crude oil, keeping some caution in the grains and oilseeds overall. Soybeans up half cent in the July contract at $11.77¾ per bushel. Soy oil had been holding on to small gains overnight, but down a half cent in the July contract in early trade at 45 cents per pound. Rising soybean prices out of South America accounted for some spillover strength in the U.S. futures, with ideas Brazil's crop may not have been as large as some market participants had thought. Meanwhile, U.S. farmers have been making good seeding progress over the past week before those weekend rains came to cause delays. Corn, it is lower, down 4 cents in July at 4.46 per bushel. The longer-range forecasts do call for drier conditions over the next week, and that should allow farmers to get back on their fields in the next few days after the weekend rains. Wheat futures mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat still holding on to gains, up 2 cents in July at 7.06 per bushel, but Kansas City down 2 cents in the July hard red wheat contract at 6.52 per bushel, and Chicago soft wheat down 16 cents in July at 6.06 per bushel. Traders will be watching the weather reports closely to better determine the impact of the weekend rains on the developing winter wheat crops. Condition ratings in France were declining, according to reports out of the country, with 63% of the soft wheat there now rated good to excellent. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, April 29th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.